From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean Policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
Both U.S. and Japan, together with the ROC, will be looking at any unilateral measures as well as bilateral measures, as well as possible trilateral cooperation in response to the provocative and unacceptable behavior by the North Koreans.
World powers are considering new sanctions on North Korea following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Syria says the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. For the first time in less than a year, Croatia held an election to choose a new government. Exit polls predict a close outcome in Sunday's election between candidates of the conservative Croatian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in eastern Nangarhar province say slain General Zorawar Zahid was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the Hasak Rock district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. This is VOA News. The United States is marking the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House at 8:46 a.m. Victims killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York, where the country's leading 2016 presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. As they have in the past 9/11 commemorations in New York, the names of the 2,983 people killed were read slowly by their relatives as music played in the background. Near Shanksville in western Pennsylvania Sunday, the Flight 93 National Memorial stands in memory of the passengers and crew. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton abruptly left a New York ceremony Sunday commemorating the anniversary of the terrorist attacks because she was not feeling well. Her campaign later said she was feeling much better. The campaign said she was feeling overheated at the Ground Zero event site in New York. Earlier, a video posted on Twitter showed Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State, stumbling off a street curb as she left the 9/11 ceremony, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. Thousands of people marched in Mexico Saturday against the president's proposal to legalize same-sex marriage. The National Front for the Family called on Mexicans to gather across the country to challenge President Enrique Peña Nieto's legislation to allow gay marriage. In May, Mr. Peña Nieto proposed a change in the Mexican Constitution to allow homosexual couples to marry. He told news outlets that Congress should debate and resolve the issue. Fighting between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said Sunday that the removed officials are suspected of having ties with what the government considers terrorists. The most important day in the annual five-day Hajj was celebrated by nearly 2 million Muslims Sunday. They have converged on some of Islam's most revered sites in Saudi Arabia. Muslims gathered beginning at sunrise on Sunday in what is known as Mount Arafat, about 15 kilometers from Mecca. They recited incantations, prayed, and read from the Quran on the first day of the Hajj. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.